USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 residents have been killed, and it's possible that the death toll is more than 20,000. Vadim Blazhenko, talking to the Associated Press, says his hard-hit Ukrainian port city has bodies, quote, carpeted through the streets. Mariupol has suffered some of the most brutal attacks in the Russian invasion that began in late February. Blazhenko alleges that Russians brought mobile cremation equipment. All signs now pointing to the Kremlin planning an offensive in eastern Ukraine, but there are signs of resistance.
British intelligence is reporting Monday Ukrainian troops have pushed back several Russian assaults in the country's east. The focus of a new offensive by Russian invaders and their new commander, nicknamed the Butcher of Syria. President Zelensky said this week will be crucial to the course of the war. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Philadelphia is the first major American city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate after a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections. The city's health commissioner is Dr. Cheryl Bettegol.
Today, we're reporting that we're averaging 142 new cases every day. Today's case count is more than 50% higher than what we saw 10 days ago.
Bettegol adds she wants to hold off on a potential new wave driven by the BA2 subvariant of Omicron, which has become the dominant strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. recently. The mask mandate will begin next Monday. The State Department has called for the voluntary departure of non-essential employees in the U.S. Consulate General's office in Shanghai, along with their families. The announcement is due to a surge in COVID-19 cases, as well as the impact of restrictions related to the implementation of China's public health response. Harsh coronavirus-related lockdowns have left residents frustrated and struggling to access necessities such as food. The Dow was off by 413 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration has asked the federal appeals court to clear a procedural hurdle that remains after a court win and allow it to resume enforcement of a vaccine mandate for federal employees. A divided Fifth Circuit panel reversed a ruling by a federal judge in Texas. It said last week that Feds for Medical Freedom should have pursued internal avenues prior to filing its lawsuit.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires that were sparked in Northern California by its aging power lines. An Idaho judge ruled that a mother accused of conspiring to kill her children, her estranged husband, and a lover's wife is now mentally competent to stand trial on some charges. Lori Vallow Daybell and her new husband, Chad Daybell, face several charges in a complicated case involving allegations of bizarre spiritual beliefs and doomsday predictions. Prosecutors have said that they espoused the religious beliefs in an effort to encourage or justify the murders. The case has been on hold for months after a judge ordered Lori Daybell to a mental facility. A part of a federal government nuclear waste repository in New Mexico was evacuated over the weekend after workers handling a shipping container discovered a small amount of radioactive waste inside of it. No indications that there was any airborne contamination, and workers' hands and feet turned up negative for contamination after the discovery was made. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.